Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I just wanted to pose the question. I was just thinking about it the other day. Why do people fight? Why do you fight? Does everyone fight? And what could cause people to stop fighting? What is this fighting thing? Is that something that we were meant to do our whole lives? Or is it an anomaly, something abnormal that was put in us by us or God? I often wondered why people fought. But then I started to look at why I fight. And it's if some viewpoint is different from my own. If someone has an idea different from mine, and I either don't like the fact that theirs is different, or I want to make them like mine, I fight with them. Is that normal? Is that what people do? It looks like it is. I mean, it's like, look at two different teams. This team thinks they're the best. The other team thinks they're the best. They come together, and it's a fight. Now, you may call it a game, but it's nothing more than a fight. It's a fight with rules, a lot of rules in many cases. Now, a hockey game is a fight with some hockey thrown in there. But I often wondered why they let people punch it out on a hockey ice in a hockey rink. And if you do that in another game, you're thrown out. Hockey is just like, they give you a penalty for a minute. For Duke and that, pulling somebody's jersey over their head and slugging them in the head. I kind of think that's the way they should do it in life. Somebody you don't like, you pull their jersey over their head and slug them in the head a couple times. And guess what? Put them in a penalty box for a day, come back out. It makes more sense than what's happening today. We don't really get anything accomplished. We argue, or whatever the case may be, and nothing seems to get better. This group says that group's the bad guys. The other group says this group's the bad guys. I guess the first one to say that you're the bad guys, they're the right ones. That's the rule of prima locutor. Whoever says it first wins. So if you hurry up and call somebody a liar before they call you a liar, even though you're a liar, they're the liar because you said it first. The way to get along with people is to fight with words, but be done with it. To fight with words seems to be the better way to go. Why do people fight with bombs and guns? Words didn't work. Or the words didn't do it. And if it really gets bad, you blow them up. And then you take their land. So, is that the way of the human species? Is it necessary? It seems as though it is. First, we get mad. Then they get mad. Then we fight. Then we kill. And then whoever wins gets the other guy's stuff. So, I think in the simplistic way of looking at it is, we were meant to do this. If you don't have any fight in you, you don't live very long. You can't make it in this world. You have to be a bit of a fighter. You may not be able to fight with your fists, but you can fight with words. I knew a little skinny guy who came to grips with himself that he was a little skinny guy, and he learned that, hey, I can fight with words, and he went on to be a lawyer, and he did quite well for himself. I mean, even just to go to be a lawyer, the work it takes to become a lawyer. Some work. It's great to see that someone did that. But if you know you can't fight with your body, fight with your words. And believe me, you'll be able to fight with your words longer than you can fight with your body and your fists. So think about that. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor.